Call him the mad bum from the Bay. Call him the legend. Call him a four-pitch gunslinger for the San Francisco Giants. But today you have to call Madison Bumgarner the MVP of the 2014 World Series.
2-2 the count to Salvi Perez. Madison Bumgarner trying to wrap up this World Series for the Giants. He's ready. He throws. Swing and a pop-up. Side the ball down the line in foul ground. He's got plenty of room, and he's got it! And the Giants have won. They have won the World Series for the third time in 5 years. And Madison Bumgarner has firmly etched his name on the all-time World Series record books as one of the greatest World Series pitchers the game has ever seen.
That's John Miller of KNBR Radio. A seventh game in a spectacular series when Bumgarner won three of those games, including a complete game shutout against the Kansas City Royals, who were a legendary underdog back after 29 years in the wilderness. Scott Jarboe, you know all about those 29 years in the wilderness, right?
Sadly, I do.
You lived them. How old were you when they won last?
I was 12 years old in 1985.
And you went with your dad?
Well, I didn't go to the World Series. I went to the game where they clinched the AL West. This was back before wild cards and everything else. And it was a fantastic time. And this year it was just as fantastic because I got to go back to the wild card game with my dad. Got to experience one of the best baseball games I've ever seen in my entire life. And at the end of it, my dad and I are jumping around, hugging each other. That was amazing.
And how does it connect you? All those 29 years. I mean, in some ways, if you're a dynasty, it's kind of, you know, every other year you go to the championship or something. Over 29 years, you both got to look back and see all that had happened in those 29 years. And there you are, hugging and jumping around.
That's right. You know, it's interesting. I live in St. Louis now. This is one of those towns where it's almost an expectation that you're in the playoffs every year. It's a great organization. When you've not done it for that long, it really means something. I've heard stories from my family, and I mean, Let's Go Royals chants have been breaking out in coffee shops and in barbecue joints and at school functions and things like that for a month or more. It's really galvanized the city. It's been great for the town. It's been great for the people. So it's been really exciting to be involved with it. And personally, it's been great because I have a 7.5-year-old son who is a baseball fan, but not a Royals fan yet. And I got him. I got him with this postseason. He's going to be a baseball fan for the next 30 years.
Oh, that's great. You nailed him. You know, I have dear friends in Kansas City who were one of whom was my college roommate. And we were texting all series long. I mean, it was just great. We're like all back together again. It's like, you know, whatever it is, 40 years hasn't even gone by.
It's absolutely right. And I've heard that story from so many people, Kansas Cityans who've moved away. And so, you know, it's been a great experience for people to reconnect.
And let's take nothing away from the Giants. I mean, they were an incredible team. These were two really amazing teams in this series.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Madison Bumgarner gets the accolades and he probably deserves them, right? Because I saw a statistic during the game that there hasn't been a pitcher who's won two starts, and then worked 3-plus innings of relief since the 1900s. And one of those guys was Cy Young. So,
wow.
I mean, that's ridiculous. That's an amazing experience. And unfortunately, the Royals ran up against it.
The San Francisco Giants felt some real pain with your outfield. I mean, that's the most amazing defensive outfield I've ever seen.
It is fantastic. I mean, I mentioned that I turned my son into a Royals fan. His favorite player now is Lorenzo Cain, because the guy runs 21 miles an hour and catches anything. And then he gets up and hits balls where only he could catch them in the outfield. It's amazing to watch. And Alex Gordon, Nori Aoki, Gerard Dyson, who's the late in defensive replacement in center field, and they move Cain over to right. Those guys can catch anything anywhere, and they showed it.
And Holland's the closer. He didn't get much work this series, but I love him as well. You know, we aren't very biblical in our house, but whenever Cain makes a great catch, we scream, Cain is able.
There you go. I also heard something about how, you know, his name is actually some sort of biblical issue too. So, yeah, I think he is able for sure.
Well, a lot of good karma emanating from Kansas City, that's for sure. Scott Jarboe, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Scott Jarboe, lifelong fan, along with his dad, of the Kansas City Royals. And we'll never-